Orange County's upcoming Crisis Center strives to improve support services for adults and children experiencing a behavioral health crisis, while also offering a better alternative to the typical divergent locations, like a detention center or hospital emergency department. At a meeting on June 16th, the commissioners unanimously approved a near $23 million guaranteed maximum price for construction on the 5-acre site in Hillsborough, which the county purchased last year. The project has been in development since 2019, following a study on gaps in crisis services in Orange County. Part of that workshop was former Commissioner Jamesetta Bedford and Commissioner Sally Green.
And what we all landed on as the gap that was missing was exactly this behavioral health center. So it's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of discussion about it. Obviously, there's a need, and I want to thank every one of you who bravely stood up and spoke in support of it.
The facility is set to complete construction in late 2027 and welcome occupants that spring. The $29 million project includes a 23-hour behavioral health urgent care unit for patients 4 years and older. It also includes a facility-based crisis unit for adults needing a longer stabilization period. The site off Waterstone Drive also plans to house a community peer living room, integrated discharge services, and a behavioral health resources hub. County Manager Travis Myron said revenue from the facility's 16-bed crisis unit will cover its $2.7 million annual operating cost. A county subsidy will help cover urgent care patients carrying Medicaid or private insurance. With the construction price approved, he said the county can begin acquiring additional partnerships to help fill out its resources. Myron also shared the potential for funding reimbursements from the state for urgent care services. But Board Chair Jean Hamilton shared her concern for the facility's high operating costs. She noted how funding for the project is part of a larger countywide conversation about reducing its operational spending.
I think in addition to all the possible partnerships to fund operations, assuming that we pass this, that we as a county will have to look at our own operations and how we can be more efficient. You know, what are the things we're not going to do because we're going to be funding this service? I think given the likely passage of the constitutional amendment that will limit tax increases, this county is going to be in that position to have to make some hard decisions.
Reflected by the unanimous vote, most board members shared how that ongoing discussion shouldn't hinder the board from moving forward with the project. Commissioner Earl McGee stated how it's up to the county whether it wants to pay for efforts now or let the county's behavioral health issues fester and ultimately pay later. Many county residents and local law enforcement workers shared similar sentiments during the public comment portion. According to the Crisis Diversion Manager for Chapel Hill's Police Department, Sarah Belcher, there are currently only two options for those experiencing mental health or substance-related crises, an already overloaded emergency department or jail.
A crisis diversion facility would change that. It would provide a safe, person-centered, trauma-informed alternative, one that focuses on stabilizing individuals with compassion and expertise rather than a punitive response or rushed medical triage. Instead of simply treating the immediate emergency and sending someone home with a sheet of paper and a list of phone numbers, this facility would offer wraparound support. Staff would work directly with individuals to connect them to ongoing treatment, community resources, and follow-up care before they ever walk out of the door.
Karen Stegman, a former Chapel Hill Town Council member and Democratic nominee for an at-large seat on the board this fall, echoed how she thinks the project should proceed without delay.
Our community is already absorbing significant costs for behavioral health crises. We're just paying for them through our most expensive public sectors, as you've heard, our Sheriff's Department, police, CMS, emergency rooms. I also know you all care very deeply about our county's youth. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death for teenagers in North Carolina. In Orange County specifically, youth age 0 to 24 make up 24% of all mental health hospitalizations. Our kids are in crisis right now.
Absent from the board's vote was former Orange County Commissioner Jamesetta Bedford, who died Sunday following complications from a procedure conducted that week. A longtime elected official in Orange County, an advocate for residents with disabilities, she was a champion for the future Crisis Diversion Facility. To hear the full discussion, see the story on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.